Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Jesus, we thank you. You reign in our lives. You are Lord over all. You are King over all. You are not just King over people. You are King over situations. You are King over strongholds. You are King over all things. Lord, thank you. I nevesh kavarnas. For chains that has broken now, thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 That we can sing and dance and worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. You are deserving of all praise. You are deserving of all thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Asina room nina borosono. Ozu inye gekele. If every part of our bodies is just the lips, it's just the mouth, it's not even enough, Father, to sing of your praise. You are faithful. You are good, good, good God. You are good, good, good God. Even in the wilderness, Lord, you cause water to erupt. Isn't it you, Lord, that caused water to flow from a rock? What can't you do? You are a big God. You make a way even in the desert. Thank you, Lord. You are a big God. You are a big God. You are a big God. We ran into you and you kept us safe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise be God forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we ask that you speak to our hearts. Encourage our hearts, oh God. Speak to us, Father. Lord, speak to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you grant our trance. That we may see you today through your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Think through my mind, Lord, and speak through my lips. That your church may be edified. In Jesus' most precious name of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give Jesus praise for Hill City. Celebrate Hill City as you have your seat. Thank you so much. People of God, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. At this point, I want to say, don't miss Elevate 2025. You don't know what is Elevate. Do you know what is Elevate? The people that know what is Elevate know what I'm talking about, right? Anyway, Elevate is our praise, our music concert that we hold annually. It's coming up in August. Hill City, August when? 30th, right? August what? Hill City. August 30th. Oh, sorry, right? August 30th. Please mark your calendar. I just feel like saying that in advance. Amen. Praise God. Come and praise and dance and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Amen. How are we this morning? God is good all the time. God is good. Amen. Welcome to church and to everyone joining us online. Thank you for being part of this service. Thank you so much. The Lord is said to do us good today. I trust him for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, before I proceed, I want to thank the Lord for yesterday. We had our Young and Daring conference yesterday. It was mind-blowing. Amen. It was, it's something that I did. You know when you say do something afraid? But God is so good. Amen. At least we have 110 in attendance. I think that's a big number for something we are doing for the first time. And we had a lot of facilitators share from their hearts. And it was big. And I had people sending me messages to say they were blessed, including the facilitators. It was for them too. So I give Jesus praise. Just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Honestly, when we were going for, sharing of flyers, and I met with things that really, touched my heart, made me cry, because sometimes you are out of school for a while, you forget what how messy things can be. But seriously, these things, when these opportunities come, let's leverage on them and just extend the love of Jesus. Let's leverage on them and be a blessing to people. Hallelujah. You know, can get around and see people doing or living a certain way, you know that we have to preach Jesus even harder. Amen. Praise God. But I thank the Lord that He's faithful and He has begun this good work with us. And I know that He won't stop. Amen. Hallelujah. So we give the Lord thanks. I want to celebrate all our volunteers. Thank you so much for making it a huge success. Thank you for being there. Thank you. Thank you for all the sacrifices. I really want to appreciate you from my heart. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. And somebody, one of the volunteers said to me, it was already getting late in the evening. And she said, tomorrow we go again. Saturday we go again. I mean, somebody that should be tired. He was telling me, tomorrow, I mean today, we go again. I said, that's the spirit. Thank you. We go again. Hallelujah. So God bless you, church. God bless every one of you that has been a blessing praying towards this and ensuring that it came to pass successfully. We give the Lord thanks. And Saturday, we do what? We go again by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't worry, you know what is happening on Saturday later. Amen. I just wanted to say that, get that out of my chest first. Hallelujah. Okay, today we'll be talking about the recreated spirit. This month of July, we've been treating in step with the spirit. So basically, we've been talking about this Holy Spirit, our own persons, our own spirit. Till next month, we'll just be teaching and talking, just revolving around the Holy Ghost. So today, we are treating the human spirit. Even though I narrowed it down to it hears and it loves. So, but we'll generally talk about it. Amen. You know you have a spirit. You know you are a spirit, right? You are a spirit. If you don't know, let me tell you. You are a spirit. You live in a body. You have a soul. Amen? I said you are a spirit. So say that with me. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Say that again. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Do you believe that? You know, if we understand that we are spirits, we will live differently. We'll be different. Like our mindset will shift completely if that revelation dawns on us that actually we are not of this flesh. We are not this flesh. We are not this, you know, when we are actually spirit. Amen. Adam was created in the image and likeness of God, a spirit being. God is a spirit, right? Adam was also created in the image and likeness of God, a spirit being. Let's read that in Genesis. You can put that up for me in Amplified Classic. Genesis 2:7. Let's start from there. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Amplified. I just wanted to read the last part, but why not? Let's read the entire verse. It says, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath or spirit of life, and man became a living being. So man became a living being, receiving or having received the life of God, the very spirit of God, the very nature of God. So, I mean, just think about that. Let your mind think about it. That actually, what sustained the man God made from day one is his nature. What gave what he built, that thing he molded from the ground, what gave it life is his life. His nature. He said he made him in his likeness, the way he is, and breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living being. So without the life of God, man is dead. Without the nature of God, man is dead. I think that's something we should even, like, just being in your head, you'd be like, man, so, like, when we're singing the worship leader was singing, I am a child of God. And I just said, yeah, I'm a child of God. I do God things. Hallelujah. I am a child of God. I do what God thinks. So when you look around you, the way you do things, what you do, I do God things. So you can say, I have the nature of God, so I only do things that are in the nature of God, things that God will do. That's like poof. Because it tells you there's nothing ordinary about you. I mean, you have the life of God, and the things you do are the things God will do. Or the things you should do are the things God will do. So you have the capacity to do God things. You have the enablement to do God things. Why? From the beginning, He breathed in you His life, His nature, His ability. Praise God. Hallelujah. And but by taking of God's nature, man became a child of God, created to live with God eternally. Because now you are a partaker of His nature, of His life. You are made to, you know, live with God eternally, whether in the body or out of the body. But you know you are living with God eternally. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. So, you know, what I'm talking about is how God made man from the beginning. Amen? From day one. Because I know you're thinking, everyone else. Yes. This is how it was in day one, how the Lord made man. That was His mindset. That was because He was coming down to relate with man. So that is the relationship He created. That is what He wanted. Till man committed high treason. And then spiritual death came. Death entered. Right? So there was that separation that happened there. Hallelujah. So by that time, before the fall of man, man was controlled by his spirit. Praise the Lord. The man God made was controlled by his spirit. Think about it. Now God was coming down to communicate his spirit to spirit. He was controlled by his spirit. But after the fall, the conscience was awakened, and then man began to be controlled by his senses. Which is where Wala started. And we have been trying to manage not listening to the senses, to be able to do what? Keep in step with the spirit. We're trying to learn to get away from listening to the senses and listening to the spirit. Amen. So that's what happened. God did not make us, or in the beginning, He didn't create man to be listening to his senses. We know the five senses now. Sight. Science students. Anyone? Touch. Smell. Nostrils. Taste. Hearing. Thank you. That's the five of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we've learned some biology this morning, haven't we? In case you're not sure. Eyes. That's sight. Nostrils, your smell, hearing, your ears, touch, your skin, and taste, your tongue. Amen? Praise God. Oh my. Hallelujah. So, you know that's what, because of the fall, this is where many people are. This is how I feel. Right? This is what I want to eat. Oh, this is how everything is based on this flesh, what it wants, how we want it, what we hear, all of that has a way of controlling our lives. But the good news is that if you're born again, you no longer have the spirit, the fallen spirit of man. If you've received Jesus in your life, what happened right there is that spirit died, was vanquished. And your spirit was recreated. You received the same spirit God gave from the beginning, that He wants to be able to communicate with His spirit without any hindrance. That you have been taken away from the place of relying on your senses to a place you can rely on the Spirit of God. Because the Holy Spirit can only relate with your spirit. Not so? Praise God. Hallelujah. So the five senses we mentioned, they are the ones that teach your brain. They educate your brain what to, you know. Yeah, science this morning. There's one that is taking information to the brain and telling it how to. So, for instance, something pricks you. Your brain doesn't know how to feel. It's your body that begins to pass information to your brain. Ah, something painful happened. Tell him to feel pain. Do you understand what I just said? But just that it happens in a split of seconds. It's not like it takes 5 minutes. Amen. That is it. So your bladder is full. It sends feedback. Oh yeah, tell him to go and wee. I want to be empty now. You now pass that information to your brain. The brain says, oh yeah, time, start walking. Your leg will start going to where? To wee. So that the bladder can say, thank you, brain. You are doing a good job. Hallelujah. All that are God's perfect plan for the body. Amen? For the body, right? So, but your spirit is not supposed to be controlled by your body. The body is the home of the spirit. It is the home. When the Bible says the hidden heart, the inward mind, the inward man is referring to your spirit. So the body only houses the hidden man of the heart or the spirit, like I said. Praise the Lord. I want to read Ephesians chapter 2:2-3. So we can see what man's spiritual condition was before we received Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, please put that up in Amplified. Thank you. We'll read from verse 2 and 3. In which at one time you walked habitually, you were following the course and fashion of this world. Where under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air, you were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, that is the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving, who go against the purposes of God. Did you see that? Among these, we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by our corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind, our cravings dictated by our senses, you see that, and our dark imaginings. We were then by nature children of God's wrath and heirs of his indignation like the rest of mankind. This is what Jesus delivered us from. So when he took the heat, it is that you will no longer be entitled to the wrath of God. You will no longer be heirs of his indignation. That now we are now children of righteousness. That's amazing. But you see, this tells you something. When you see people in the world who live in a certain way, you don't feel better. You don't feel like I'm the better person here. Because it is that you are being controlled. There's a control. The Bible says they have been blinded by the what? The God of this earth. So if they knew it, they wouldn't do it. So it should bring up compassion from you that, man, there's something I know this person doesn't know. And if he knows it, he will live better. If he knows what I know right now, they will do better. They will act better. Hallelujah. So you don't feel, these people, that's how they do. Is that there is something they don't know. There is something controlling them. There is a hand on them. And Jesus is counting on you and I to be able to do what? Set them free by doing what? Giving them the word of God. Because it's the word that is able to make free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, the spirit of man. Within the spirit of man is the God-given ability to create. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 20:27 that the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord, searching where? All the inward parts of the belly. Hallelujah. So, man can create. I'm saying to you, even if you're creative here, our content creation unit, so please take note of this. We can create. In social media now, we do a lot of recreating. A lot of recreating. Sometimes you just spend time and scroll. You'll be so angry that A has done what A has done. 20 more person has done it. They just recreated it. You're like, you're wasting data. No information. No real blessing. No real good. But you have the spirit. You have a spirit that can create. That can create. I wanted to highlight on that. If you're a young person, know that you can create. Let your mind imagine yourself being that way. You can create something. You can be innovative. You can put your, you can by the Spirit. It says the Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. You can search out the thing, it will come out. And people will sit and be like, how did you know this? How did you create it? How did you do this? How did you do that? We can do it. Praise the Lord. Because the Spirit will guide us through this. It is the Spirit that will guide us. It is the Spirit that will, that helps us to be able to get through this dark world, this sense-ruled world. In everybody, many people, in fact, the world is ruled by their senses. Hallelujah. So, but we are different. Our reasoning is different. We think differently. We reason differently. One thing that is so spectacular is that we spend a lot of time, we've been taught actually to feed the body. They'll teach you to do what? Take balanced diet, isn't it? But like we always say, as long as you give thanks, you don't balance. Amen? If you whatever it is that I said before you, as soon as you give the Lord thanks, thank you for this meal, you don't balance. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we've been taught to feed our body, build it up, be fit, work out, you know, just take care of your body. We've been taught that. We've also been taught, feed your mind, read, you know, build your mind. But you see the Spirit, most times when we don't lay as much emphasis as much as it's important to build our spirit man. To build our spirit man. And that's something that we should do. A lot of people, including believers, have an undeveloped spirit. That is why they are ruled by the flesh. Hallelujah. The more your spirit is growing, the more it's getting stronger, the more your flesh can rule over you. Amen? So sometimes I want to say this. You are craving for something. You are not even pregnant. Somebody will say even if you are pregnant. But I like to just make that assumption for peace to reign. But just say to the flesh, no. Praise God. Say to it, no. It's training. You train it. If you want to be ruled by your recreated spirit, you have to put the flesh under. There's no two ways about it. If your flesh is still all plumpy and sumptuous and doing, you know, getting everything he wants, everything he wants, he's still bubbling, sweetheart, your spirit is just under. It's either the flesh is under or the spirit is under. The two cannot be up. Praise the Lord. The two can't be up. Nin Poonen, the apologetic, will say that he was in a war, went to war, and he had a bunk where he can sleep. But he said, he doesn't want to get comfortable with his comfortable bed. So sometimes he just lie on the floor. I didn't say you should do that. But I'm just saying, he's just telling himself, if I see bed, I sleep. I don't see bed, I go still sleep. Do you understand? If I see food, I eat. If I don't see food, I'm still eating. Praise God. You get it, right? Yeah. Amen. Well, whatever happens, I'm good. But you see this body, you will not tell me when to eat, when to talk, when to play, when to... No, you won't tell me. You just like, I'm bored. Where should I go? Your body will tell you, just call this person. You call. You leave your house and start going, just go and geez, you are bored. It's your body that is leading you, not the spirit. Hallelujah. Not your spirit. As soon as you get your salary, what have I not eaten since? Is this small chops? You look for the nearest place and go and buy. I mean, you only live once. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if you actually think about that, you only live once, do you know you will be more conscious about your spirit? Because truly, if you only live once here, that, you know, that's a very fleshy, very, very annoying, worldly thing to think about. Because we live with God eternally. So I don't know where you get the once from. And just in case you don't understand, when the new earth is here, I hope you know we'll be here with Jesus. So where is the once? Very worldly thing. Praise the Lord. So that's why when you want to indulge the flesh, he will give you reasons. Come on. Eat. Drink. Enjoy yourself. You only live once. My dear, like I said, if you are doing that way, if you're indulging, you are just being controlled by the flesh. I didn't say it's good to eat what you like. Please don't get me wrong, right? But I'm saying that if every time your flesh asks you for something, you give it to it, you are being ruled by the flesh, even if you can afford it. You know, sometimes you don't know what you can eat when you can't afford it. Maybe I just wake up in the morning, I'm like, it's chicken and chips, so I now check my account balance. Let's fast. Praise the Lord. And then, the Lord is good. I just got like 200K in my account now. Chicken and chips. Let's go there. Why? I can afford it. So, but that time you can afford it is the time you put your flesh under. Say, I'm not giving it to you. You will not die. Should be you do it to your child now. You are training your child not to be long throat. Please apply it to your flesh. Amen. Do it unto you too. Hallelujah. Say, no, I'll not give it. You know, you tell your child, you'll not die. You will not eat it. You won't die. You too. We will not die. Last, we will be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, let our spirits come up. Let's build on it. So when you are saying those no's, you are saying yes to your spirit. You stop listening to your spirit, to your flesh. You start listening to your spirit. God wants this new spirit he has given to us to stay pure, to stay clean, that we are always in tune with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's when we are led by our flesh that it's difficult to make decisions. When you listen well enough to your flesh, when it's now time to make a serious decision about life, it won't leave you alone still. It will be speaking louder than the one you would have been listening to. So that is why you start from, you know, when you don't have any decision and begin to say, no, because one day you will need to be very clear. You need to be precise. And your spirit being up there, strong, built up, will be able to guide you. Hallelujah. So when we say to put your flesh under, you know, we just say it and leave it. I'm just intentionally bringing it out to everyday things that we do daily. You know, you are working on a job. Somebody is offering you 10,000 more. Your flesh says 10,000 more. That's not a reason to quit your job. That's following the flesh. You will get there. You work one month, and other people will say 10,000 more. Do you get that? I was saying on Wednesday that God did not say, I will supply all your needs according to your salary. Do you get that? Did he say that? He said it's according to my own riches in glory. That's a blessing. So even when they cut your salary, God supplies my needs. As long as it's a need, it will be supplied. It doesn't have to be what I earn. According to his riches. And the beautiful thing is that he's never out of source. Hallelujah. The government can say we don't have money. Let's go and borrow. Not your father. He has it in abundance, in quantum. He can send the ravens if he has to. If he had to part the sea, you know, when you think about this God that we serve, like you can trust him stronger. I mean, millions of people had to walk through the sea on dry ground. Oh, it wasn't like potter. No, because their shoes cannot, you can't spoil. Can you think about that? What's the deepest ocean we have now, the sea? Even say River Nile. Even Benue, this one that is in Asaba. It divides into two. You can imagine the depths. People drown there now. People, they drown for even swimming pool. It was parted in two. That was a miracle enough. How did the ground dry? Where did the water go to? Every water, is it osmosis now? Vamoose into the ocean. Like, anyhow we can do it. Because he is God. See, tomorrow we are talking about it and we are in awe of what he did there. So you think if I can do something that big, is your own life you will leave unattended? I mean, your own life. He dealt with 1 million people once like that. It's you. No, now. He's the same yesterday, today, forevermore. He's the same God. He's the same God. That is why when you understand your own spirit, that man is not this flesh, because your flesh that tells you, are you sure? Are you sure? Your brain will not, you know, if you will start analyzing. See, say, I'm sure. Stand there. God says, stand there and wait. This motto came and passed. Then God, are you still out? What is our past? No. Like Saul. Samuel said, I'm coming. Say, but they're not beginning to disperse. So are you sure? I mean, time is going. Who get the time? Who has the time? You now marry anybody that is available because time is going. I say, who get the time? Your today, the day you were born, the day you will die, is before the Lord like this. He's looking at it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want us to spend time developing the spirit that we've now received the day you received Christ Jesus. Amen? Develop that spirit. No, seriously, especially, you know, thank you, Holy Ghost. Sleep. Don't sleep because
you don't have anything to do.
Sleep because you need to sleep.
Especially if you're a young person.
Amen.
You know, you will sleep in class. You will sleep in church. You will sleep everywhere. You sleep in the bus. You pass bus stop. Everywhere you will sleep. When you're not sleeping, you are pressing phone.
Hallelujah.
It's, most of us are unaware of our environment, unaware of what even God is saying. So when God is even shouting, you're not hearing. He's blasting like thunder. You are not hearing.
No.
We have to begin to, this spirit that he has given to us is so that we can be in tune with his spirit. So if your spirit is dull, how do you want to hear his spirit? Because his spirit, the spirit, is not speaking to your flesh. Your body can be feeling weak, but your spirit is bubbling with strength. That's why he said, let the weak say, I am strong. Because it's your flesh that feels weak.
Hallelujah.
So just learn to curb these things because you want to begin to hear God. I don't know how we can live through this life without listening to God. I don't know how we can go through every day, week by week, and not hear the Lord say things to us. I mean, how many closed doors, how many walls do we want to hit before we make right turn? We now finally, with one amputated arm and limb, before we now get on track.
Hallelujah.
You know, God is so good that anyhow that you are, when you're ready, you use it like that. He will not tell you now that without your mess, everything that has happened. You are the one that will be telling us the story of how you climb seven mountains and seven oceans. But the Lord is saying to you and I, build your spirit so you can hear his leading.
Hallelujah.
No, time runs really fast when you are up here.
Amen.
God is good. Proverbs 15 verse 4. The Bible says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. You know, words affect your spirit. The words you speak affect the words you hear, words you speak affect your spirit. The mind can just try to wave it aside. You can just be like, but what the spirit does is that it absorbs words. So that is why when the Bible says you should guard your heart, he's serious about it, because your spirit absorbs words. So you be careful the things you listen to. You be careful the words you speak to your child too, to people around you. Be careful the words you speak. Proverbs 26 verse 22 says, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Words go down into the innermost parts of your belly. That's your spirit. I said that in the beginning, you remember?
Hallelujah.
So words hurt. When you say words, when you speak words, it makes your mind. You know, my brother was telling me a story recently. Not too recently, but I think it's earlier in the year. The truth is, when you say words to people, you forget. They remember it. Because it's their spirit that absorbed the words you said. They remember. You may forget. You may even say jokingly, you will forget, but they will remember. So I can't remember at what point we had that conversation, but he was telling me, and I'm like, really? When did that happen? He was telling a story about when he was in secondary school. If you know my brother now, you will love him. He's a Jesus boy, right? But then, you know, when I see him, he's a proof that the recreated spirit is a blessing. Like, there's nothing better than it. It's true. It's true. My brother is a proof, including my life, including all of our lives, you know. I'm talking about my brother now, that the life of Jesus can turn a man around. And when you see him, you feel like eating the person. The person can be so good, you're like, you're almost flawless. I'm talking about everybody now, being a Christian, receiving the life of Jesus. So my brother now, sometimes I'm just telling him, be careful with, but so then, back then, there's this nickname they used to call him, so you can get the point. Silent Sniper.
Yeah.
He was that, he's this mean guy that, no, I don't want to be dealing with girls, nobody should come and, that is, he just gives you levels. But his heart was dark and hard. You don't tell him what to do. He will do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. If you like, let your head be touching that place, he can fight you. He will just be strategically thinking like a mafia.
I don't know.
So but anyway, that time he will be walking and put his towel, you know, in the back of his trousers. This thing that youngsters do. And then be, you know, with his crew. And be doing big boys. So he was now telling me that one day I asked him, who are the people he's looking up to? Like, which people does he want to be like? Or that he's looking for, he's looking up to, he likes. And he mentioned a few people who are, you know, responsible, who were doing well at the time, looking good, are responsible, sensible. And I said to him, so how many of them dress the way this thing you do now? How many of them do like this? How many of them act the way you do? How many of them, you know, walk, just wear towel like that and be going on the street? He's telling me, even till today, I don't know when the conversation happened, but of course, it has to be very long. He said that when I said that thing, his life changed. He stopped. That was when he now stopped doing that towel thing. And I said, I'm saying words and get into your spirit and change a man. It's typical now. That is why you heard the word of God it resonated with your spirit and you received it.
Words.
If it wasn't spoken, you heard.
It's still words.
It blew my mind. I'm like, something that was, you know, a conversation that we had. He's now telling me how it affected his life. Words get into the innermost part of your spirit. Be careful what you create in people with your words. Be careful how you create situations around you with your words.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. God is good. So our spirit is that powerful. So please guard your spirit. Guard your spirit. There is something called the breaking of a spirit. Spirit can be broken. Amen.
I'll show you that. Proverbs 15:13. Please put that up. Proverbs 15:13.
Media will say, now you need me. You've been going before. Sorry, media. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is what? The spirit is what? Broken.
Hallelujah.
You know, it can happen. I watched a movie of a child that had dyslexia, liked to paint. Some of us may know the movie. Liked to paint, loved. Yeah, exactly. Liked to paint, loved to do other, but he couldn't write or read, you know. So, but because everybody didn't know what his problem was, you know, they called him stubborn, disobedient. They kept hurling hurtful words at him. And then at a point, he locked up. His spirit got broken. A little child at 9. There's a reason why I'm sharing that. A child at 9. Stop painting. Stop talking. Stop talking to anybody. Stop greeting. He just locked up. Until I believe now the Lord, you know, in our context, sent him somebody to begin to, little by little, open him up. What I'm saying is that your spirit can be broken by words. You can also break the spirit of other people by your words. Guard your spirit. Guard your spirit. When you're having conversations with people, they are pouring into you. They are pouring into your spirit. Do you hear me? They are pouring into your spirit. Guard your spirit. Guard it very well. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit does what? Dryeth the bones. Dries the bones. Don't let your spirit get broken. Don't let it at all. So listen to this. The secret of divine life is to learn how to live in the spirit realm. The spirit of divine living is to learn how to live in the spirit realm and keep the spirit fit so nothing can break or wound it. So if you want to live divinely in the spirit, learn to live in the spirit realm. What did I say when I said that? You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in the body. Remember that? Say that. I am, I have, I live. Again. So you are a spirit. You must learn to stay in the spirit realm. You must learn to live in the spirit realm. Beyond the feelings, beyond the flesh.
Hallelujah. Now let's talk about your created spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new what? It says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are new.
Very new.
Very new. And in Ezekiel 36:26, the Bible says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. That's powerful. So we have a new spirit. The spirit that fell is not the spirit. The spirit of man, rather, that was corrupted is no longer the spirit you have now that you are in Christ Jesus. You are now a man created after the image of God. Your spirit is so new, it is as new as the spirit of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Please put up 2 Peter 1:4 for me. 2 Peter 1:4.
Thank you. By which have been, is it by? Mm-hmm. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Remember when we read earlier, it says, it was talking about us in Ephesians, that we're exposed to the wrath of God, that what is our right is the wrath of God. But here he's saying that we are partakers of his wrath. Here he's saying that now we are partakers of his divine nature. Now that we have received Jesus, we have escaped the corruption that is in the world. It's not hell, the corruption that is in the world. Your new spirit has escaped it. So don't keep exposing it to that corruption. Did you get that? The moment you receive that spirit, it is a spirit that is different, unique, separated from the corruption of the world. You don't expose it to that same corruption. Guard it. Build it. That is what you have now. You have a recreated spirit. You have a new spirit. You are no longer a person that is, you're no longer heir of the wrath of God. You are heir of his righteousness, heir of his inheritance in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have these exceeding great and precious promises. Exceeding great and precious promises. We are partakers of his righteousness. We are partakers of his very nature. So I'm saying to you, that same nature when we read Genesis chapter 2 in the beginning, that his nature is what he breathed into man, is what you've now received when you received Jesus. So say again, I am a child of God. I do God things. I am a child of God. I have the nature of God. I act like God. Amen. Yes, we do God things. Our new man is righteous. Your recreated spirit is clean, is righteous. It's so beautiful that everything you've ever done, that the moment you gave your life to Christ, you became a new slate. Clean slate. Clean slate. Yes. The day you gave your life to Jesus, he gave you a recreated spirit. So the spirit that has done all sorts became abolished, non-existent, never existed. So when you're in Christ and the devil is reminding you the things that has happened before, somebody's lying now. Do you understand? When he says he has given you a new spirit and he's reminding you of your life, 2000, 1900, no. That's a lie. That's a lie. I have a new spirit. I have a recruited spirit. And that keeps many people bound. You keep recounting your past wrongs. You have a new spirit now. Your spirit is recreated. Stay within that. Stay within the love of God. No, no, no. Don't let the devil take you back from where you were before. You are no longer there. You're no longer that person. A minister of the gospel said, was talking about a friend who had issues and was in prison. And he said that if these people, you know, he had now received Jesus, that if they knew, no, how do you say that story? That's a different story. But somebody, he was sharing a story and said that somebody who killed somebody was not saying, I've never killed anybody. Because when he did kill somebody, he wasn't a believer. So now he's a believer. He said, I've never killed anybody in my life. And he's not lying. The work that Jesus did is such that you can come and say, I've never sinned in my life. I've never done anything wrong. And Jesus will say, that's my child. Because the spirit you have now doesn't even know what you are. Don't have a history. There's no history. It's not like, let's go back. No, there's no history. It's as clean as clean. As new as new. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. When you buy a new shoe, do you begin to look inside to see maybe whether there's sand inside? Do you do that? When you receive Jesus, it's not a new shoe. But I'm saying it's so new that you can't find a single dirt inside. You don't expect to see dirt inside a new shoe, do you? The same way Jesus, will Jesus now create something new and there'll be potopoto inside? Do you understand? Where the potopoto is in your mind. Amen. The potapata is where? So what do? You take the word of God and begin to wash the mind. You must accept what is in my spirit. You educate your mind from your spirit. But if you don't understand the spirit you now have, your mind will be educating the spirit you have. Praise the Lord. So you still see yourself the way you have been evermore. But Lord Jesus is saying, I don't get it. Whom my son sets free is free indeed. You are the captive I've set free. Why are you still going back to captivity? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We've been made righteous. We've been made righteous. We've been made righteous. You are righteous. You are righteous. You know what else you are? Holy. You've been made holy. You know, when I read in Ephesians 1 verse 4 now, that he chose us before the foundation of the world to be holy before him. I'm like, eh? Holy. Spotless. He says, without blame. And it is you that can be like that too. It's not pastor. It's not prophet. It's not bishop. It's you. So every day of your life, You are holy. You are righteous. And I was saying yesterday, when we went to, I said, it is the righteous that can be as bold as a lion. That is why he had to say that now. If I've made you righteous, I expect you to be bold. Because, no, the devil doesn't have anything on you. He's got nothing on you. He's got nothing on you. Nothing of his is in you. Yeah, so he can be bold. So when he's roaring like a lion, he says, we know the kind of liar you are. You are just a big dog that is well fed. My friend, go and sit down. Do you understand? Because your father is a lion of the tribe of Judah. So when he's trying to, the Bible says he roars like a, do you get? So it's just a cookie that the owner is just doing well to feed. So you, that your father is a lion, you are a lion. So when he's trying to roar, he says, shut up there. That's not how we, no. Do you understand? You say a cookie, we know when a cookie barks. Well, let me teach you how it is done. Hallelujah. You roar. Say, oh God. He says, resist him. Also, he will flee. He's not going to be trying to do shakaram. No, he's fleeing away. We must understand what we now have. Who we now are. Sanctified. Spotless. Without blame. Before the Lord. So if your heart is telling you, oh, why am I not feeling like this? Talk it out with God. I was just saying yesterday, I said, I'm joyful that I can say, like, I don't have any shadow of that I'm going to heaven. So even when I sleep and I wake up, there's a guarantee in my life. Even when everything, there's no guarantee in any other thing. There's this guarantee that I'm going to be with God eternally. I mean, I think that just solves all my life problems. We have that guarantee. So if you don't feel that way, you can. If you don't have that guarantee in your heart, that assurance, thank you, in your heart, we need to do something about it. You need to feel like that. You need to have that assurance. No, sometimes, well, I'm trying not to use the word feel, because sometimes you don't really feel like it, but it's by faith. You just know, man, I've believed in my heart, I've confessed with my mouth, I'm saved. Do you understand that? So sometimes you may not feel like it, your feelings are like, just know it. But if you don't know it as a matter of fact, that you have that assurance of life eternally with God, you can do something about it today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So our hearts, our new man was recreated by the Holy Spirit through the word of God, through his word. And this new man he recreated, he gave his love. So the new created spirit has love. Today is our love feast, isn't it? It's our love Sunday. You can love people unconditionally now because you no longer have the spirit of the world. Do you understand? You can love people unconditionally now because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. His love constrains you. You wouldn't do things the way you would have done it because you have the love of God. Like I was saying before, people will do all manner of things. People will reason. The Bible says that the word of God changes the simple. So when people are simple, they are simple. They are simple-minded. I need to explain the simple-minded, right? When the Bible talks about being simple-minded, most times it's talking about very shallow-minded. Do you get? Shallow-minded. You are simple. A person that is simple-minded, you don't know about it. You are ignorant about a particular thing. That's one part of it. So I can be ignorant about something. I'm simple-minded in that area. But then there are people who don't think deep about anything in life. The word of God can so make them smart, you will wonder. All you need to do is, the entrance of God's word that gives life and brings on the light and brings understanding to the simple. So suddenly the one that doesn't think before can understand things, can actually profess solutions. The word of God is able to do that when you have the new spirit. Hallelujah. See, this thing I just said now, let me just explain it this way. If you are a child of God, if you are a new creation, you can't be foolish. You shouldn't be foolish. Do you get that? You shouldn't be foolish. One, why is that? You have all that you need at your disposal to be very smart. You have the wisdom of God. And the recruiter spirit I'm talking to you about brings out the wisdom of God. It shows you the wisdom of God because the Holy Spirit now begins to interpret it, the word of God, through your spirit. You have understanding. You will know exactly what to do at every point in time. Hallelujah. You have the wisdom of God. I said before, you can create things. You can create things. You have the wisdom of God. No, you don't reason like every other person. You have your recreator spirit has the wisdom of God. The wisdom in that business you are doing, you can receive it. You can have it. You can have it. Ask for it. That field, you can be exceptional. That your field, you can be set apart. Like people are trying, you can be the pace setter there. Because you have the spirit of God. You have the wisdom of God at your disposal. Hallelujah. Your spirit has been recreated through the word of God. God is good. Hallelujah. So I said before that it is your brain that teaches your, Your senses teaches the brain. The Holy Spirit teaches your recreated spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who teaches your recreated spirit. And the Bible says, we've read it two Sundays ago, John chapter 14, John chapter 16, how that he said, I'm going, but I will send you another comforter. He will what? Teach you all truth. He will lead you into all the truth. So the Spirit of God, now that you have a recreated spirit, teaches you all the truth you need to live. Remember I said when we started this series that all I'm trusting the Lord to help us see ourselves as is that he has made us to be triumphant in life, in this life, this world that we are in now. I was saying earlier, there is an assurance of heaven, no doubt. But you see, in this world, you are not made to live in defeat. You are not made to be trampled down on by the devil or by life. By the spirit you now have, you can so stay in tune with the spirit of God that you are always walking in victory. Imagine a life that you don't make mistakes. You just know what to do. You can every decision is a hit, back to back. Praise the Lord. Amen. You turn the left, you should have turned left. You turn the right, you should have turned right. Not when you turn left, I should have turned right. Oh. No, that left, you should have turned it. You turn left, you should have turned it. Because your spirit is hypersensitive to the leading of the Spirit of God. That is why when Apostle Paul said, now you are living by the Spirit, keep in step. If you can't, he won't say you should do it. So you can. Amen? We can. Say I can. I can keep in step by the Spirit, with the Spirit. I can keep in step. That's in Galatians 5:25. Can keep in step. We can keep in step. If he's running, we are running. If he's standing, we are standing. We can keep in step with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Let me just try and round up. We have a couple of other things to do this morning. But I know that today the Lord has spoken to you in different ways. So I want to say this to you. Let me just round up here. You see? I was saying to you that the spirit that we have, we can generate the wisdom. We can activate or call up the wisdom of God. We can call up God's wisdom. We can call up his creative abilities. One way to do that is by speaking in the Holy Ghost. Speaking in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. It's not just when we come to church. Apostle Paul had that devotion of spending time in tongues. That is why he can make that boast in the Lord. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. That's how he can make that boast. He said what? I pray in tongues. Yeah, I thank my God. Is it the glory of God? I thank my God. You know? So you will not say it's because of this and that. I know what I'm saying. He was addressing something. That's why he had to say that. I speak in tongues more than you all. As individuals and as a collective. That's a slap to that church. Like, just came to them and told them, you are not doing it. You are not serious. Like, everybody, I pray in tongues. I pray in tongues. I pray in tongues. Then all of the prayer times you spend in tongues together, I see pray more. First of all, be coming down now. Do you understand? And this is a man that wrote half the New Testament. So when he gives you that advice, you should take it. Do you understand? The truth is that it's spirit calling to spirit. Deep calling unto deep. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks to no man, but unto God. He says, man may not understand, in the flesh you may not understand, but how be it, he speaketh mysteries. So spend time. Commit to, Apostle Podu will say, Pastor Podu is an apostle, but Pastor Podu will say, 1 hour minimum. Of course, I know that get from Jesus that will say, can't you watch with me, even if it's an hour. I'm saying to you, spend 30 minutes every day praying in tongues. In a month, you will have spent a many number of hours praying in tongues. Don't you think so? If you have 30 days, you'll have at least prayed 15 hours in tongues. Not so. If you pray 30 minutes in the Holy Ghost consistently, in 30 days, you will have prayed for at least 15 hours. And that's good song. That's a good song. Amen? And you are just digging into the Spirit. It's not a waste of your time. It's not a waste of your time. The thing I will add to it that is effective is, do it after you've, you know, after your study. You've read the scripture, probably a verse. Stay in it, meditate on it, just spend time. You can just read even the scripture that we read. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He said, Lord, I want you to help me search out, because he said he's searching through the inward depths of the man. You say, Lord, help me search out what I need to do about this matter. I want to know the mystery of this thing. Help me search it out. Meditate on it. Stay there. Pray it. Just talk about it. Pray. And then begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God will begin to brood. Take that scripture and open it up to you and give you the solution you are seeking. Learn to just make a devotion, spending time praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a good place to stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's something I want us to do. That's doable, right? So please keep in mind these things that we talked about. When you go home, learn to breathe on scriptures, breathe on the things you've learned in church. Don't forget them in a hurry. Think about them again and again, and practice what you've learned. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Guard your heart. Don't listen to every conversation. I wanted to just pray in a minute and say, Lord, help me. It is my desire that I keep in step with the Spirit. I thank you for the Spirit I now have. Just pray in a minute. I say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, that I begin to spend time in the Word of God. Because you train your spirit, you build it up by the Word. I didn't mention that. By the Word. You train your spirit by the Word. The Holy Spirit begins to interpret scriptures. It builds your new, your created spirit. It builds your spirit. It builds you up. You can now live above sin, actually. You can now walk without getting, you know, not today you are right today. No, you can actually stand. You can actually stand in righteousness. You can live above sin. You can live above the oppressions of the enemy. You can. The Word of God, the Holy Spirit opens the Word as you begin to spend ample time in the Word of God. So say, Lord, help me. I commit to going back and spending time in the Word and in prayer. I will pray at least 30 minutes. I will pray every day. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your word gives life. The entrance of your word gives light. Thank you for light this morning. Thank you for understanding to simple minds. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give thanks for what you've done. May your name be glorified forevermore. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.